Now, one of the crossbenchers who will vote against the ABCC bills and hand the government a double dissolution trigger is the Australian Motoring Enthusiast Party's Senator for Victoria, Ricky Muir. Senator, welcome back to RN Drive.
Thank you.
Are you absolutely committed to voting the ABCC bill down now that it comes to the Senate?
I did do my second reading speech earlier on and did flag at the very end of it that if the government wasn't willing to accept my amendments, we might as well just give up now and give the government what they want, and that's an election. And I had in principle support for some of the amendments which I wanted to move from the minister previously, or that's the feeling that I got, should I say. However, as we got close to this sitting period, that support seemed to get pulled back a fair bit. And of course, I've heard directly today that no, it's not going to happen. So to me, it just felt like this was nothing much more than a script, which was going to lead to a double dissolution election one way or another. And the blame was going to be put firmly on the crossbench.
So you're giving into the script, or are you trying to change the script?
No, look, one of the things that gets out and about regularly, and it has been for quite some time, is, oh, the crossbenchers will vote to protect their job. And anybody who's in it for themselves would do just that. But there was amendments which I'd like to see debated. I've been told outright that it's not going to happen. I couldn't support the bill in its current form. I do come from a blue collar background. I do understand that the likes of coercive powers is something that should concern a lot of people. You know, your right to silence is generally a fairly strong right, and that overpowers that completely. So trying to reduce the strength that those powers have but still allowing it to happen is a very big concession on my part. But if they're not even willing to discuss it, we might as well pack up and go home. Prorogue parliament's costing the taxpayer for the Senate to sit $1 million every day. The government says we're tight. Let's get out of here.
So what amendments of yours did you put forward that were completely rejected? Because you just said there that you didn't even get a discussion on some of your ideas. What have you put forward that was blankly, you know, thrown out of the window, said, when did Michaela Ukash say to you, nah, I won't even talk about that?
It got thrown out of the window completely after my speech in the chamber when I went and had a quick discussion with her.
Can you tell me what happened in that discussion? I can hear the bells. Okay. I think it's all about to happen.
I think the bells are ringing and I've just been told I have to go, so I must apologise.
All right, let me just clarify. You're about to go now into the Senate and vote against the ABCC?
It would seem that way. So it's on. I must run. Sorry about
that. Absolutely. That is your job. You are a senator, and that's Senator Ricky Muir. There you go, live radio. And they are the bells you heard there. The Senate bells are ringing right now, people. And the senators are all, I'm watching them on the TV at the same time. They are all walking now in to the Senate, taking their seats, preparing to vote on the Australian Building and Construction Commission. Remember, this is what the Prime Minister has built his entire political strategy around. He's using this as the potential trigger, which he will take to the Governor-General for a double dissolution election on July 2. He's nominated the date. And just there, we were speaking to Ricky Muir, who is one of the crucial crossbench senators who will now vote against the ABCC and make it very crystal clear that there's no chance of this legislation getting through the parliament. The government has its answer. The crossbench has spoken, and Ricky Muir making it very clear there. I had other questions for him, but he is a crucial vote as a crossbencher in the Senate, and I think he's on his way to do that right now. 21 minutes past 6 on RN Drive. I'd love to get your views. 0418-226-576. Are you relieved it's all getting dealt with within a day? It's the first day back since the Parliament's been prorogued, and there you go. It's getting dealt with pretty much, you know, well, at the end of a business day. 6:21, and they're all coming into the Parliament.